It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the pandemic evolving, the state could alter its color-coded COVID-19 dial. Here's CPR's John Daly.
State health department leaders announced they were considering changes, which are expected to ease some restrictions in the weeks and months ahead. Eric France, the state's chief medical officer, says the move comes with widespread vaccinations happening and many pandemic metrics improving.
It makes sense if you think about the lifespan of a pandemic. There are different interventions depending on where you are.
The new dial, still in development, aims to increase the range of metrics to better balance suppression of the virus with economic activity while preventing a breach in hospital capacity. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Black and Latino Coloradans are falling behind in the state's vaccine rollout. State health officials say they're working with large providers to ensure that people from underserved areas are being targeted for events like the vaccination drive at Coors Field this past weekend. Dr. Eric France is the state's chief medical officer.
So we're asking from these partners to help us understand their plans to address that. Do they identify certain zip codes, invite those folks in? Do they work with different community organizations to really engage local area communities?
State officials said they're holding smaller pop-up clinics in low-income areas to try to address the disparity. There's something new at History Colorado. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The latest addition to the History Colorado Center will take visitors to the borderlands of southern Colorado. It's a part of the state that once belonged to Mexico. The new exhibition will retrace the area's history with help from affiliate museums in Pueblo and Trinidad. The bilingual exhibit will also feature a speaker series for its opening. The show will become a part of the museum's permanent collection. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.